Call that meeting to order.
Oh my gosh, is that one? She said she was a witch on TV. She used to do witchcraft type stuff. Yes, sir.
During session.
Yes, sir. One demerit for you.
Would you mark that in for me? Roll call. Lynn Betancourt, Maria DeAnda, Jim DeMartini, Mike Fisher, Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Clarence Willman.
Here.
Linda Stotts Burnett.
Here.
We have a form.
Any announcements?
A note really quickly on the consent items on D, under approval of service retirements, number 8. It should say Leroy Unruh instead of Roy Lee Unruh, and that will be corrected in a minute.
Okay, I guess I'd like to back up to the minutes themselves and ask a question. Let's see if I can figure out what I was asking. On the item regarding our legal interpretation of KKR, which was, what, was that 8C? I think we put in a reference there or something. If I understood it correctly, there was a recommendation by them to do a side letter. And there was some discussion of, Tom, I believe you're negotiating some sort of side letter?
That's correct.
The minutes don't reflect anything of that sort? Do we have we gone to minutes that don't have substance because we're recording them, or what?
I just recorded what, after everything was spoken about, 8A through E, it was determined after all of the talking that there would be no action taken on C, D, and there would only be information on E.
Okay. Well, I think after all the discussion, the attorney appropriately pointed out that we still had some work to do.
Right.
Before it came back to us, he took into consideration some questions that were asked and to resolve that.
We're trying to record actions, focusing mostly on actions in the minutes themselves. Because if anybody wants detail as to what was discussed, it's all on audio. Because some people want all the detail, some want some of the detail. And
okay.
So we've kind of taken a stance where we're just recording the kind of the meat of the matter, what was acted on, what wasn't acted on.
Well, that's actually per the Brown Act.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just
trying to understand, because in our questions, you know, you get occasional questions from somebody back east, you're referring them back to the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're taking action, i.e. if we're doing something, and I don't know where that falls in, negotiating a side letter, if it's an action or not, I don't know if the board...
They didn't take any specific action.
It's coming back.
How do we get to negotiating a side letter? Is that just something you do because it was recommended? I guess I'm even stuck with the point that originally we received a letter recommending something. I'm not sure the board actually took action on following up on the recommendation, but you're going in and doing it. I'm lost as to where actions are recorded, if they are. And is that an action? Maybe the board feels not an action.
Yeah, I wasn't here, but I think, Gordon, what you're asking is that the minutes reflect the fact that the board discussed and was consensus policy for Tom to draft a letter in conjunction with these people.
Is that kind of where we were, or is that what the board agreed to?
I think
or?
It's coming back to the next meeting.
Right.
So and then it would be coming back.
Right, so we'll have enough documents to review.
Right.
So what you want is, if somebody asks, did you guys do anything on this? Yes, you want to be able to say, rather than listening to the tape, the minutes reflect that.
I mean, I raised some concerns, and I understand they may not reach the minutes. You know, everybody has a different opinion. But again, on actions, I'm thinking that if we're doing something, it should be reflected in the minutes. And I guess I'm just raising the question of what constitutes an action. As far as the board saying, you know, we're going to invest in something, no action was taken. I agree. But as far as giving direction, and I'm not sure if the board did give you direction, I think they did, but Tom kind of nebulous on how that process works. Well,
Gordon, I think if my memory serves me correct, I think they gave Tom direction originally for that a couple meetings ago.
To do the legal analysis and to do the side letter.
That's what I'm curious about, because the original was, let's get a legal opinion. In the legal opinion, we had a recommendation to do a side letter. Now, I assume the board had the right to say, no, we don't want to do side letter. But we decided, I think, that you're going to do it. I just don't see how that gets pulled into anything. I guess when it's finally approved,
it's finalized,
and we say a side letter has been reached and agreed to, then that would be an action?
Yeah.
Or would it be, we invested, and it never gets a side letter? Does that make sense?
I think it will reflect that. We will reflect that the side letter is.
I just have a little problem with what we're communicating.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Just I'll go opposed on that one.
Now wait a minute. We may have a problem here now. What did you oppose just now?
The lack of detail in the minutes, but it's a minor point.
Yeah, well, I was going to abstain because I think we need more information on retirement once. I just don't feel comfortable. But if that makes it a quorum problem.
No, we have four votes.
So Gordon's opposing and you're abstaining?
Yeah, but it's not because of what Gordon's issue is.
I don't think we put reasons for opposing and abstaining. I don't think we got there.
I don't know. We need to be detailed in the minutes, so maybe we need to put
it. Good point.
Well, just with that, do you have a motion going in closed session?
Make a motion to go in closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
We got through that one.
We're in closed session.
Mr. Silva's going to read the current closed session on item 6A.
Okay. Time for the plaintiffs in the O'Neill matter to amend their complaint has lapsed, and the plaintiffs have not filed an amended complaint, and the court has been sent a judgment whereby judgment is to be entered in favor of the defendant Stancera against the plaintiffs, and we're now waiting for that judgment to be signed.
Do you have any idea about how long it might be before the court finally gets on the road and does their job?
Probably 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's about as long as it takes to sign a piece of paper. Okay.
And then I should also state that the plaintiffs will have 60 days as to decide whether or not they will appeal.
Anything else to report out from the other items?
I think the record should probably reflect that two trustees recused themselves of that discussion.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't have anything else.
Yes, I do. I've had some strong opinions. I know I've expressed them. And in looking at the mass media policy that we passed back in 08, I find that I'm in conflict with the idea of not expressing them. So I've got the memo for the board, a letter for the board regarding my concerns. I'll give you a second to pass out. On several items. Pass them down. Cover me. I'll pass after that.
You're done?
Mm-hmm.
I pass.
I just received this, so I haven't read it. But I've always had concerns about that policy. I think this board attempts to bind members and bind next boards in inappropriate ways. And so if this is something to do with that policy, I do appreciate the input and hope we can move this along at a future date. Speaking of daylight and discussing things in public, I'm about to possibly violate state law, so you might want to make notes so you can get me prosecuted. I'm quite concerned that I was barred from taking my fiduciary duty previously by board members and by counsel, and by counsel's advice, advisements. And I've asked for, and I understand counsel asked for, a Fair Political Practices and Attorney General opinion as to whether I can participate in that court action. Now that the court action's over with, for all intents and purposes, but maybe has not been concluded because the judge hasn't signed the papers, I'm still concerned about that status. I have not acted in my duties at RESCO because of this. I asked whether or not my resignation from RESCO or my barring myself from any duties there would have any influence at all. I haven't received a response. I'd like to know what's going on with the Attorney General and the Fair Political Practices opinion.
Is that a question you expect now or later?
I expected it before today. I expected it shortly thereafter. But I can't expect the state to do what they're supposed to do, so maybe they haven't done anything. I would expect our counsel, who advised me in this matter, to follow up on it and have given me some information by now. It's the end of the case. The case is over with for all intents and purposes other than a signature by a judge, and I'm concerned that I am being barred from being able to do my job. I don't know what's going to happen next. If there's another lawsuit that might involve RESCO or some other group, I don't know, American Bar Association might be a participant in some litigation with this body, and maybe we can't have any attorneys. I don't know.
I don't know about any of the requests that was made, if one was made, but I do know that FPBC, when they make a ruling, they just put it on their website, and somebody has to bird dog it. A lot of times they don't call even the people who put it on. So if it, that might be one, and maybe it's on there. And the Attorney General, that's a different world. But
well, I can respond to that, Lynn. We have been following up with the Attorney General's office and with the FPBC, and we don't have any response to our request. So we don't have any information from the state agencies on your request. And as far as the matter being over, it isn't over until the 60 days are up from the date that the judgment is filed. And so, and that's because then the time for appeal has lapsed. So that's when the matter will be final.
Okay. But and the issue is to get, when they give us a ruling, then we have clarity in the future.
Yes.
For cases like that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to breach protocol, I guess. And I'm announcing now that I'm going to be explaining why I have not been doing my duties upon advice of counsel. And although that counsel advice is supposed to be under the closed session rules, at least that's what I was advised, I think it's my duty, my fiduciary duty, to announce publicly what I've been barred from doing and why, and that I disagree with those opinions, but I've honored them up to this point. I'm not going to any longer. It's done.
Okay.
I will honor the opinion, but not the confidentiality of it.
You say you haven't been doing your duties. What duties are you referring to?
I have not participated in activity on that lawsuit at all. On either side of the coin, I haven't done my duties at RESCO. I haven't done my duties on this board. And I think that by not making it public, people do not know what's going on, and I think we should shine some daylight on the matter. It doesn't affect anything other than me as to what I didn't do or did do and why I did do it or didn't do it. I don't think it affects any lawsuits or any other actions, but if they want to take action against me for doing that, that's fine. For divulging that information, fine. But I think it's my duty to inform people why I didn't take action. And it's because I received counsel opinion that it could be violating state law. I don't want to violate state law. And this is a secondary issue as to violating the confidentiality of closed session or counsel opinion. I think the dome of silence is something where I've been advised some a legal opinion as a member of this board, and I think it's okay for me to discuss that legal opinion. So I'm going to do that. I'm doing it right now. Back.
Okay.
What is it that you think you missed by not being in this closed session?
Not a damn thing. That's why I recruit myself. Because I was informed that this board can't take any action. So therefore, there was no point in fighting with you folks. It was your emotional opinion that I should not step forward because it looks like a problem. My concern is that everything we do here, no matter how small or minor it might be, is part of our duty. A lot of the stuff we do is just perfunctory. We just slap our hands on it and say, okay, it's all right. We just have to do that. It's not a big deal. That's why we have a consent agenda. A lot of those things we would have to do. You can't deny somebody being retired when they have the right to be retired. So we do those things in ministerial duties, and that's fine. And I don't think there was anything for me to do in that case. But being barred from it is the issue. Being prevented from it. I mean, I was asked by a board member, why is this important to you? This is important because of the principle of the matter, that any matter that comes before us is something I should be involved in, and every matter. And when I'm being told no, I don't care if it's about the water jug, then it's an issue.
What part of this don't I understand? Counsel advised that there was a potential conflict and you should recuse yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, counsel also asked the AG's office and the FPPC for clarity and clarification.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we haven't gotten the clarity and the clarification yet from either of those agencies, but it will come. So what are we talking about today?
That I cannot discuss why I haven't taken actions.
You can't say it because the counsel said that there might be a conflict and we advise you not to?
Yeah.
You can't say that?
I can't say that because I was advised of that information as a board member by counsel, and therefore it's a matter of confidentiality also.
Everything the agenda says you...
he also has the same problem I do in that the media policy we have restricts personal opinions.
And I can't...
Opinion. That's a statement of action.
The conflict was that I had... The alleged conflict was I'm a member of an organization who's filed suit against this body.
Right, but that's being...
And that's fine as an opinion. But the opinion itself was what I honored and still do, and will. So that's fine. But I can't discuss that I got such an opinion.
Well, Len, I specifically remember telling you that you could say to people, you could say to your RESCO board members that on advice of counsel... that you're being asked to recuse yourself from this board meeting when this matter came up. So
and I have. That's the line I've gone to. But beyond that line is to say what the advice of counsel was. I can't do it because, that is, I can't take action on this matter, not just because I'm recusing myself, but why am I recusing myself? The reason I'm recusing myself is because I'm a member of RESCO, and RESCO has filed action against this body, and anybody who files action against the body prevents me from being a participant in that matter, and that of which I might be a member. And secondly...
why wasn't he allowed to say that?
I'm not following you. I remember what we discussed was that you were just able to... You could say that why you were not able to... Why you had to recuse yourself from... You know, these board meetings regarding the matter that was a...
I didn't have that understanding. I've understood all along that... And I asked also, if I stop, if I recuse, if I resign from RESCO, will that impact this? Since I took no volitional act to take action against this body. I didn't file the suit. I didn't authorize my money to be paid to that. Was caused.
No, but that's you're debating now.
All those things were what I didn't do.
Right.
So I took no volitional act, and yet I am barred from it because of being a member. And so I'm saying, can I even discuss that As far as I knew, I couldn't, because that's one of the legal opinions.
Now we can ask clarification. Can he or can he not discuss it?
Well, my problem with this whole discussion is that you're asking for legal advice during open session, and I'm not comfortable with providing you my legal opinion about what you can or cannot do or what you could or could not have done, because you're asking for legal advice. And I think if you want to discuss that, I can discuss that with you either one-on-one or at a closed session.
Does that work for you?
That's fine. I'll do that. That's another concern that I have, is that when we get legal opinions, unless there's a good cause for it, I mean, maybe you can do it under the code, we can keep everything confidential under the code, but is there a good cause? If there's no good cause, once this whole action is over with, for example, or any of the actions, any lawsuits over with, past appeal date, is the opinion of counsel still confidential? Yes. But is there cause to keep it confidential? No. It depends on this particular circumstance, as I understand, but in many cases, there's no cause for it. A few years ago, counsel advised this body, improperly, that they should not participate in individual members who are receiving or might receive in the next year or two monies from the system, shouldn't participate in voting on retirement benefits. And that caused several members not to act. Then we had another counsel come in, and he says, oh, that's not true. Now, that was done publicly. He made that opinion public. But the original opinion has yet to be revealed. And there's no cause for that action. I would like that opinion brought forward, as well as any other opinions that are not necessarily confidential. And I can understand that right now we're in the midst of still talking about this because there is a hot suit going on, even though it's not past the appeal date. But my concern is exactly this daylight, that we need to shine on what's going on. So I appreciate right now we'll talk privately, but I'm letting my opinions be known as far as I can go.
Well, let me just generally state that in an attorney-client discussion, the holder of that privilege is the client. Okay.
The problem.
The client. Let me just finish that. The client in this matter here is Stan Sarah.
Okay? Yes.
So, if this board wants to make any opinion, legal or otherwise, public, it has that authority. You, as an individual board member, do not have that.
Because I understand it.
You understand that. So
that's why it's my issue.
Okay. So if you would like to bring this matter as a matter for discussion, then you need to let staff know that, and we can put it on the agenda to discuss it during a closed session item as to what the ramifications are of making legal opinions public. But the board can decide that at any time that it wants.
Is that appropriate? Do you want to do it?
I do.
Can we put it on a future agenda?
Sure. Okay. And I appreciate that.
Okay.
Whether that's advice or just information. I appreciate whatever it is.
Clarify. Don't you tell anybody. I have nothing.
First and foremost, I wish Deborah Hebert well in her retirement. It's well deserved, and I hope she enjoys her time away from the county. And then I'd like Gordon's memo put on for the next meeting for closed session item.
Is there a reason why it needs to be closed session?
Yeah, I think so. Because he's stating a potential conflict, and it may result in a legal opinion and legal discussion by our counsel based on the framework of the memo.
Great point.
I have no problem with that.
I still don't think there's been a gag policy ever admitted that can take care of Supervisor DeMartini.
Is that on the record?
I think if we go back to why we did the policy, we're supposed to speak as the consensus of the group, not our personal opinion. And as we all know, when a reporter gets your opinion, he's going to make that into an issue in the newspaper, and I think that's the reason the policy was put in place.
Correct. But there gets to be a point at which the opinion has to be exposed.
Well, the fact of the matter is a reporter covers the board meeting and listens to the board meeting, which are in public, or listens to any of our tape, that he can write all of our opinions verbatim right off the board tape, or right from covering the meeting.
And so, why do opinions need to be exposed? Who gives a damn?
I think the whole idea of a gag policy is silly. And the fact of the matter is, if somebody calls me up and says, why did you vote A or yes on that item, I'm not going to say, you better talk to Tom. You know,
you're not.
No.
And that's an individual. That's not a reporter.
I think here that we need, that this is not on the agenda.
Okay.
This was brought forth by a member. I've asked that it be put on the next agenda as a closed session item. And it's not a gag policy. A gag order is in reference to a judicial ruling. And this is not, our policy is not a judicial ruling. This is a media policy.
Meeting adjourned.
What happened to the hammer?
Thank you.
Well, Martin.